This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The setup for this next story begins with this. We are in, and honestly have been for a while now, we're in a rising interest rate environment. Even before the Fed actually started raising rates, they were talking about it, and that talking has had some impact in, just for instance, housing. Regular listeners to this program will remember that a month or so ago, we told you there were some signs that the housing market was maybe kind of sort of starting to cool off a little bit. And this week, more signs. Housing starts and building permits for May came out this morning, both down, although those numbers, we should say, are notoriously volatile. But also, mortgage rates are way up, 5.78% for 30-year fixed right now. That is double where it was last year. And both Redfin and Compass have announced layoffs. The Redfin CEO, in fact, saying, and this is a quote, "We could be facing years, not months, of fewer home sales." Marketplace's Samantha Fields is on housing for us today.
Say you've been looking for a house for 6 months. When you started looking, mortgage rates were around 3%, and you figured, I can afford a $300,000 mortgage. But today, with interest rates closer to 6%,
the extra monthly payment could be about $600 or $700 more now, just compared to December of last year.
Lawrence Yoon at the National Association of Realtors says that means a lot of people who felt they could afford to buy a few months ago maybe can't anymore.
The higher mortgage rate have greatly shrunk the pool of eligible buyers, and naturally, home sales are declining.
With fewer people buying, houses are starting to sit on the market a little longer. Some sellers are reducing their prices. And
we are starting to see a little bit more inventory coming online today.
Allie Wolf is with the housing data and consultancy firm Zonda.
And I think that's because investors and flippers and people that want to sell at the top, or at least what they perceive to be the top, are starting to say, you know what, it makes sense to put my home on the market right now.
Still, Wolf says there's just not nearly enough housing out there, especially for low and middle income buyers.
We're in an environment right now where we're going through a historic affordability crunch. And if we can't either get wages to increase dramatically from where we are today, or we don't see more housing come to the market, you're going to see housing transactions slow almost by default.
That piece of the housing market puzzle is not so new, says Barbara Fields at Apt Associates.
We've had a decade of underbuilding, and there's just not enough stock for everyone who wants to buy, particularly this very large millennial generation.
And she says it's going to take a while and a lot of investment from government and the private sector to change that. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.